occasion, if that's easier for you. Naughty is fine. We pigs aren't as stupid as you all like to think. He paused. Your accent got you that gun. Quite an accent in that case.
People helped me, I said. I was about to mention Zebra by name, then thought better of it. Not everyone in the canopy agrees with the game.
That's true, the man said, but they're still canopy and they still piss on us.
It could have been helped, another voice said, a woman's this time. Looking into the gloom, I saw a taller, female-looking pig approach the man, carefully picking her way through the detritus of my arrival, her expression unrevealing, as if she did this every day. She reached out and took his elbow. I've heard of such people. Sabs, they call themselves. Saboteurs. What does he look like, Laurent?
The first pig, Laurent, snatched off the goggles and offered them to the woman. She was strangely pretty, human hair framing her snouted doll-like face in greasy curtains. She pushed the goggles to her eyes for a moment, nodding.
He doesn't look canopy. He's human for a start, as their god intended, except for his eyes, although maybe that's a trick of the light.
It's no trick, Laurent said. He can see us without goggles. I noticed that when you arrived. His gaze locked onto you.
He retrieved the goggles from the female pig and said, in my direction,
Perhaps some of what you have told us is true, Tanner Mirabel. Not all of it, though, I'd wager.
You would not lose your bet, I thought, almost mouthing the words.
I don't intend you any harm, I said, and then made a grand show of placing the weapon down on the bamboo, reasonably sure I could reach for it if the pig made a move towards me with the cleaver.
I'm in a lot of trouble, and the canopy people will return to finish me off before very long. I'm not sure I haven't made enemies of the saboteurs as well, since I stole from them. I gambled that admitting theft from the canopy would not harm me in Laurent's eyes, but might actually do my cause some good. There's something else, too. I don't know anything about people like you, good or otherwise.
But you know that we're pigs.
It's hard to miss, isn't it?
Like our kitchen. You didn't miss that either, did you?
I'll pay for it, I said. I have currency as well. I reached into the voluminous pockets of Vadim's coat, dredged a wad from the depths.
This isn't much, I said, but it might cover some of your costs.
Except this isn't our property, Laurent said, studying my outstretched hand.
He would have to step forward if he wished to accept it, and at the moment neither of us was prepared to commit to that level of trust.
The man who owns this kitchen is away visiting his brother's shrine in the Monument to the 80. He won't be back until sundown. He's not a man disposed to leniency or forgiveness. And then I will have to trouble him with news of the damage you have done, and he will naturally turn his anger on me.
I offered him half of another wad, cutting deep into the reserves I had taken from Zebra.
Maybe this will ease your troubles, Laurent. That's another 90 or 100 ferris marks. Anything more, I might begin to suspect you were fleecing me.
He might have smiled at that point, I could not be sure.
I can't shelter you, Tanner Mirabel. Too dangerous.
What he means, the other pig said, is that there will be an implant in your head. The canopy people will know where you are, even now. And if you have angered them, that puts all of us in danger.
I know about the implant, I said, and that's what I need you to help me with. Help you get it out?
No, I said. I know someone who can do that for me. Her name is Madame Dominica, but I've no idea how to get to her. Could you take me there?
Do you have any idea where that would be?
Grand Central Station.